Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Biden is heading to Michigan Tuesday to visit striking auto workers and march in a picket line in support. This is the UAW expanded its strike to include more General Motors and Stellantis facilities this weekend. The strike was not extended against Ford because union officials say that automaker made significant progress in negotiations. The Biden administration is calling on Republicans to pass spending bills to keep the government operating. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says a shutdown could impact air travel.
In the event of a shutdown, we would have to immediately stop so many important activities in the Department of Transportation, like training air traffic controllers.
Speaking there on ABC's This Week, President Biden says funding the government is one of the most basic responsibilities of Congress. And he says if the government shuts down, military members would go without a paycheck and programs that keep the public safe would have to be suspended. Meanwhile, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is intensifying calls on fellow Republicans to pass stopgap spending measures to avoid a partial government shutdown next Sunday, though there's no sign the small hard right faction holding up the bills will move toward a resolution. McCarthy is expected to hold votes on spending bills on Tuesday. Customs and Border Protection has reopened a railroad bridge in Eagle Pass, Texas, where thousands of migrants crossed into the U.S. last week. Texas Public Radio's Jerry Clayton has more.
The International Railway Bridge was closed last Wednesday after a state of emergency declaration from the city's mayor. Vehicular traffic remains closed on the International Bridge. At one point last week, around 8,600 migrants crossed into the U.S. in Eagle Pass in a 24-hour period. The surge has also overwhelmed migrant resource centers, such as the one in San Antonio, which has been averaging around 750 migrants a day seeking assistance. The U.S. Department of Defense sent an additional 800 personnel to the border to handle the increase in crossings. By last Friday, the number of migrants crossing in Eagle Pass had dropped by around two-thirds. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
Taiwan's defense ministry says it's monitoring Chinese military exercises involving ground troops. The ministry says regular posts updates online about Chinese Air Force and naval activity near Taiwan. NPR's John Ruwitch reports.
In a post on X, the Ministry of Defense said it's closely monitoring People's Liberation Army aircraft and ground troops conducting drills in southern Fujian province, about 170 miles off the Taiwan coast. Tensions are high between China and self-governed Taiwan, and Beijing's been stepping up its saber-rattling. One day last week, Taiwan reported over 100 Chinese aircraft crossing into its air defense identification zone, a far higher number than usual. And on Friday, the defense minister said Taiwan was keeping an eye on, quote, abnormal activities by China.
NPR's John Ruwitch reporting. This is NPR. A woman is suing a McDonald's in San Francisco after being burned by hot coffee from the fast food restaurant. As NPR's Joe Hernandez reports, the suit has parallels to a famous case from 1994 that spawned a movement against frivolous lawsuits.
In June, 85-year-old Mabel Childress suffered burns on her stomach, groin, and leg area from the spilled coffee. Her attorney says employees improperly secured the cup's lid, causing it to fall off easily. The owner-operator of the McDonald's said in a statement that his restaurants have safety protocols in place and they take every customer complaint seriously. The new claim resembles a well-known lawsuit against the company nearly three decades earlier, in which another elderly woman suffered third-degree burns from McDonald's coffee kept at extremely high temperatures. A jury suggested the chain pay nearly $3 million in punitive damages, an amount that became a cultural punchline and was used by critics to push for caps on personal injury lawsuit awards, though a judge later lowered that amount to less than $500,000. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.
In California, Governor Gavin Newsom this weekend signed several bills into law bolstering the state's protections for LGBTQ plus people. The laws include requiring cultural competency training for public school teachers and staff and requiring foster families to prove that they can and will support the needs of an LGBTQ plus child. Wall Street U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. You're listening to NPR News.